Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Happy Father's Day, bro.
Happy Father's Day to you too, man.
No, happy Father's Day to you, bro.
No, happy Father's Day. Yo, Dave, happy Father's Day.
No, man. You can't say that to Dave.
He got some kids somewhere, bro.
You think
he
so?
He just don't know.
You think so?
Yeah, he's a fucking
I'm man. Your mama, I'm your dad. Slinging dick in the alley.
Listen, Dave be slinging meat.
Yeah.
You gotta watch him. You gotta watch
him. Strapped up. Some girl done got that condom. You won't pay attention.
Oh my God. Don't wish that on my brother.
No.
I don't like the way you wishing that on my
I'm
brother.
I'm celibate.
Oh, shit.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's keep it moving.
Shell a bit here and sell a bit there.
Ooh, I like that. I like that one.
Lit.
This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Dave B.
We here, man. Episode 81. Episode 81. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
To all the fathers.
Shout out to my wife. She ain't here with us. She ain't gonna say shit, but she ain't here with us. I feel like she gonna talk shit in her brain. I feel like she gonna talk shit in her brain, but I don't know. You know what I mean? Gotta watch it. Gotta watch it. What's up, Moses? What's going on with you, bro? What's going on with you, man? It's Father's Day. You should be feeling good, because I'm feeling good.
I mean, I'm feeling good every day, man.
What you get?
I ain't get shit.
Damn, me
I don't
neither.
Expect nothing.
Me neither.
I ain't get a lot. Life is good, you know what I'm saying? My son doing good. Family's around, so just trying to enjoy that. That's my happy father's gift. Just being around, enjoying the times with your peoples. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got a question for y'all. As fathers, how does it feel to see y'all semen walking around here on the streets?
For me, scary.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's scary because of the way the world is turning, the way the world is going. I know what I seen growing up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I can't say I know exactly what my son is seeing because he's 11 going on 12, but
I'm sure he's seeing a lot more.
Exactly. Exactly. He's seeing more of what I think is what I feel like. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's just scary, but I'm just hoping he's being careful. He's being safe. He's being smart. Right. You know what I mean? Don't be a follower. Mm. You know what I mean? Just do what you got to do to protect yourself.
One thing I think about the kids nowadays is they're a little bit smarter than we are just because they have access to more.
Is it the technology?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say they're a little bit, they smarter in some ways, but a little dumber in other ways.
I'm gonna tell you something real, Dave. What irks me a little bit with my son is, like, you know, because of schools being out and everything. You know what I mean? It's summertime now, but my son is that kid that wants to just be in his room and play PlayStation 4 all day.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got most kids.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but I'm the one that wants to sit there and be like, yo, you say you want to go to NBA? Hey, go outside and shoot at least for an hour or two a day out of that 24. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think seeing our kids grow up and watch them is kind of different. But at the same time, I look at it like, that's what I did. It's probably looking at us like, what are they doing? Because we had the games and stuff out too. We were just different because we were just outside more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though they got a lot of stuff to do, they'd rather go to a place and do something. You know what I'm saying? The city of friends is like, kids now, they go into a certain spot. All we had is outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was our spot.
But there's nothing wrong with having outside, though. That's all you had.
Yeah, like outside,
you get
like,
on a bike, you go shoot ball. I mean, me, when I was growing up in New York, I was able to go to the park. Like, we'll play baseball, we'll play basketball, we'll play football. Those parks and all that shit was out there for us to go do. Mm-hmm. Ride our bikes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so I be trying to instill that in him.
Yeah, but nowadays, all that connectivity for the kids is online.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially what's going down now. And I think it just made more relevant now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? COVID-19, so kids trying to, that's all they doing right now. That's how they keep it in contact, is those games. You know what I'm saying? So
but
it's like regular contact, but
right,
it's just ridiculous. We almost had the same thing, but shit, we won't.
I did.
Into it like that.
I had the same thing, because I'm still playing the games.
But it was different, though. Like,
I'm still playing the games.
Yeah.
But, I look at it like a little bit like, it's like, man, nah, I want you. I mean, because you say you want to go to the NBA. So that particular sport, you got to put that grind in.
Yeah.
You got to put that work in. You ain't going to play 2K and then go outside and say, oh, my shot is green light too.
Yeah.
It ain't going to work like that.
I think he's doing that, but also he might
play 2K and then realize that he better in playing games than actual playing basketball,
but then
and
end up
making $3 million that year.
But see, then, Dave, I'm glad you said that, because then that's where I try not to get on him or be too hard on him, because I'm like, gamers are smart. Yeah. Nerds, I mean, however you want to put it, you know what I'm saying?
Gamers make money, too, so.
They make money, too.
So and now they're making it where, like, where kids can play games and get, like, scholarships. I've seen that shit.
Not even just gamers, but just being into that techie world.
Yeah.
Like gaming,
but your school got the sponsors.
I think gaming brings you into just getting into data and processing with computers and all that too. Like I think your brain is just geared towards that. So when I really try not to fault him. Like, I don't know what that brain is going to turn into just from gaming. Like, you know what I mean? Having fun.
I mean, like game. Like I said, time is different. So I don't mind game, but at the same time, it's still like, try to let him be a kid and you do his stuff.
You gotta let him be a kid.
Y'all let him be a kid, like, not too hard. Like, let him enjoy it, because I'm telling you. So when you see that real life, he ain't going to like it. He ain't going to like it. So, like, enjoy
that real life
right now. We had some fun when we was kids. Like, we got some good memories. So.
Dave, when you going to have kids?
But check this out. Yeah, fuck all that. But what is one thing that you admire about your father?
Who go first?
You want one of you motherfuckers? I ask
honesty.
You
I'm gonna say honesty. I'm gonna say honesty. Not biting your tongue. Just being true. Just being the truth. Just telling that how it is. Yeah, you know I mean, no matter how you felt, because that's what got you further in the long run anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It don't matter what you said. It was the truth anyway. Who cares how you felt about it? you felt some way, that's you. That's on your, you know what I mean? That's what I looked at my pops. Rest in peace, OG.
Yeah. I look at my pops, good-hearted person. Show like a lot, you know what I'm saying? How to move, how to talk to people, you know what I mean? So, like a lot of my characters from him, so I appreciate that. He could have been like something else. It came out different. You know what I'm saying? Like, your father, no matter what people say, even though you might not see your father's always like that influence a little bit to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always like, I want to do what he do. For some reason. You know what I'm saying? The starting of it. Then you break out like, I don't want to, I want to do my own shit. But I want to, you know what I'm saying? People always say it like, yeah, you like your dad in your own way. And I like that. It's just not, you're not like your dad. No, you like your dad in your own way. You're different, you know what I'm saying? So that's what he sees. And even though the hard times, like, with being a father, you're always on your kid, always on your kid. But at the same time, like, me seeing that, like, my dad showed me that he cared and, you know what I'm saying, like, he put me on the right track. A lot of times, I'd be like, man, I don't give a fuck about that.
Right.
Damn, I got to pay this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, serious shit, you get on, because you be like, man, you don't give a fuck about shit till you start thinking about it, like, oh, okay. Nah, I see what you're trying. You know what I'm saying?
So, Moses, do you get on your son the way your father got on you?
Different. Nah, like, my son don't even get no whoopings. You know what I'm saying? I was 24/7 whoopings. Like,
I'm with you on that.
He get like the look in the, you know what I'm saying, voice. That's all you need.
And
right
that's
now.
It.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
But why we don't want to whoop our kids the way we got our whoopings, though? Like,
not like if something happened when he put his hand in.
Because
I
be wanting to whoop my son. I ain't going to lie.
If something happened,
I be
like,
wanting to whoop his ass. He be doing some
bad,
crazy
yeah,
shit.
But I don't need to lie. I feel like you don't need to. It's always because, like, they fucked up regardless. Like, especially, you know what I'm saying? You got to understand your kid love you to death. And when you disappointed, something that hurts in the worst. You know what I'm saying? Showing that mean sign that I don't even want to hit. Yeah, yo, he fucked up. That shit fucked me up. That's how my dad did me. So, no.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I think y'all just finding a new way of parenting. You know what I mean? We understand that you know, whoopings and physical contact got that through your head, but y'all realizing that shit don't need
work
to happen.
Every, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? A conversation could go further
a lot farther.
Yeah. Especially nowadays. Like I said, kids are a lot smarter nowadays. Yeah. So you can talk to them and they'll understand.
You got whoopings when you
take
was growing
shit,
up?
I definitely got whoopings. But, I'm scared of my grandmother today.
Well, no.
To
I'm
this
saying,
day.
From your dad. Did you get whoopings from your dad?
Not really. But what he spoke to me. My dad only whipped me is when I really did something crazy.
Right.
Like I rolled my sister's head up in a window.
Okay, why are you doing? Hold
on. See, that's what I'm saying.
What are we doing?
I got a whipping from my dad from that.
You
but
should
else,
have.
Anything
God
else
damn
was from,
like, what
anything
the
else from my mother. But check this out. Let me tell you what I admire about my pops. I admire about his hustle is what I admire about my pops. Like he, whatever he was going through, you know, he had a little dirty, his background dirty or whatever. So like around the September 11th time, a little bit after that, they started doing background checks and all that shit. So he ended up losing his job, the good job he had.
Hold up. So he already had a job. He was working there.
He was working
and
there.
And they just did a refresh background check while he was working there.
Back then.
That's crazy.
That was back then when you can lie on your job application saying you didn't, you wasn't convicted of a felon. You know what I mean? You didn't have a felony.
Okay,
on
got you, yeah.
As long as you said you didn't, they wouldn't check it.
They wouldn't, right. Okay.
So he ended up getting a job. Okay. He was working, but... You know, he ended up losing job after September 11th and all that good shit. But one thing I never seen my dad do is quit. He always had that hustle in him. He made sure the bills was paid, whatever he had to fucking do. Yeah. And, you know, on top of that, he always had a good heart. You know what I mean? And he still has a good heart to this day. So, shout out to Pops.
I wanted to ask you, too, Dave. I mean, not just today, but because you're in the South now. You don't get to see your Pops as often as you once were. How often do you really talk to him now? Not just today because it's Father's Day. Like, when's the last time you talked to him since then? Like, you know what I mean? Y'all keep in touch. Y'all keep that, you know what I mean? Like that brotherhood or that fatherhood, that, you know what I mean? That connection.
Yeah, I might talk to my pops maybe about, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 times a month or something like that. So maybe, okay. You know, it's not too often, but often enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't mad at that. Moses gets to see his pops daily.
Yeah.
And rest in peace to OG. Hey, everybody different up here at Dirty Water, man. So
like,
y'all gotta
fuck with
us. I like
the way they said that with the parenting. Like, it's a different wave. I think parenting now is way different. It's way harder, too. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I think, like they said, it takes a village to raise a kid. Like, it really does. You need all the help you can.
You gotta give our parents some credit, because they taught us the best way they knew it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It might not have always been the most logical way to doing shit, but, you know.
They deal with, you know what I'm saying?
They did what they knew.
I respect, because they deal with a lot of shit that we couldn't deal with now. You know what I mean?
The
like
patience.
The disrespects and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
The patience of it.
Especially, you know, they got to get money, you know what I mean? Bring it home. So all the stuff they had to deal
but
with.
But our parents was doing that, too. They was working and everything and trying
That's
to provide for us. You know what I mean? While some of us was being badasses or whatever you want to call it, too. You know what I mean? So that's why you really got to look at your parents and go, yo, I respect you. Like, once you get older and start working and shit, you be like, you look at your moms, you look at your pops, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for giving you a hard time back then.
Niggas had to go to work and they had to come home to your little stupid ass acting fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'm a class clown, so I'm getting in trouble every day. What the fuck you done did now?
Hey, fuck cancer. I'm still on that wave. Don't worry about it. I'm still on that wave. Dirty World's on that wave. Fuck cancer. Dave, I want to talk to you about the all-black Air Force Ones. Why do the all-black Air Force Ones get a hard time? Motherfuckers, look at the all-black Air Force Ones. I seen even an ad where Nike said, yo, get the black Air Force Ones, lows, highs, whatever. And then the comments were, damn, like, the ad even just pickpocket me. Like, they look at the all-black Air Force Ones like jail sentence. Like, well, why is that? Like, because I rock them. I rock them.
I've definitely had a pair of black
I was wearing
Air Force
them
Ones, but as I think the highs is better than the lows.
Why is that, though?
I don't know. Just as I got older, they just started.
I heard they calling the referees.
Those are the referees. Yeah, you heard that from me. I told
that was
you.
It.
No, I heard from somebody else, though.
Nah, you heard that from me.
I heard from you and somebody else.
Those are the referees. All the rec basketball referees, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? All the AAUs. Those are the AAUs. You know
they
what
be
mean?
Looking at the all black Air Force Ones Harlems as jail sentence niggas. I'm telling you, bro.
I mean, it has a stigma for niggas that's been in jail for a long time to come out. They cop those. They the referee shoes. They the shoes that niggas wear when they steal and shit. You know what I mean? Nigga got a pair of black
ones. They everywhere.
The lows. They got them. They usually creased up.
They got those at the nursing home.
So all the B&Es, they was wearing all black Air Force Ones.
I mean,
the highs.
Yeah.
I like the highs.
Now the highs is, I think the highs is cool, but the
with
lows
with the loop on the back.
The lows is a no go.
The coaches don't be wearing
the lows is a no go.
And mids is always a no go.
Mids is always a no go.
On my side of town at least.
Mids is popping.
The mids.
I know somebody got a bunch of mids right now.
I used to wear the mids heavily.
Yes.
I used to wear the mids.
Like,
but
stupid.
I used to wear the no, but I used
you
to wear the
mids.
It was an Air Force
but
Ones
was
period
nigga.
Though. It was a This
but
is around Nelly. This is around when I was wearing the shits before
still,
Nelly came out with a song.
You was a New York nigga. We was looking up to you to find
Hold
out.
Hold on. Why was y'all looking up to
because
me?
Because you was a New York nigga.
What the fuck?
And then
so
they
don't mean you
like,
look up
had
to
school us. We don't wear those. And we had us looking stupid.
That, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Y'all don't wear
and
these?
You had us looking stupid. I didn't have y'all looking nothing.
Yo,
these
mids,
First
son,
of all, y'all
those.
Shouldn't have been looking up to me at all.
Them mids, son. Like, we don't clear. Wear those. I'm like, this nigga frauding.
I always wore the mids with the strap. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
But now with the highs with the strap in the back.
Yeah, mids, if you some mids tomorrow, man.
Mids ain't been cool since in the last 10 years. Not on my side. Not on my neck of the woods.
Mids ain't been cool since Hardaway.
There's some niggas wearing mids now, but... I can't respect
they
that.
They
winning
right now.
Mids on.
Shout out to DeVille. Shout out to Fayetteville, North Carolina. Shout out to Fayetteville, North Carolina. But
scammers wear mids too.
Scammers wear mids.
The number one shoe for the scammers.
shout out to his cameras.
You know, let me ask you something though, man. For real, for real. Look at Dave, my stomach. How would you feel?
Go boo boo.
How would you feel, nigga? Say suck my dick. What you gonna say, man? How you gonna react?
Is my homie or is this a random? A random just saying suck my dick.
Homie don't. I feel like homie. Your homie shouldn't say that shit.
That's a scuffle. Smack that's a scuffle.
Smacking the fuck out you.
Yeah, that's a scuffle. That's a scuffle. Don't do that.
The fuck is you talking to?
That's disrespectful. That's a scuffle. Nah, don't say that to me.
Smack the fuck out and look over.
Especially
I am not like that. I'm a human being.
I mind my business anyway. So for somebody to sit there and say, suck my dick to me, nah, fuck off.
I'm throwing a punch. Is that worse?
I feel like that's bad to spit in the face.
Just spit in my face.
I tell you in
don't spit in my face neither. What the fuck you not? Nah, hell
no. You getting killed.
In New York.
In New York, shot like you spit in my face.
In New York, they take that shit real serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, with the suck my dick?
Yeah. And you know, and we say it with a passion.
Y'all say it
often.
Y'all say
it. We say it with harsh. Because we mean disrespect when we say it.
You want to shoot that nigga?
Yo,
that's
like the
suck my dick, nigga. What the fuck?
It's the ultimate disrespect. But I tell you, where I'm at now in life, it's situational. Like, if it's a setup, it's a fucking setup.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And now, I got guns now.
Okay, Dave, relax.
You know what I mean? So
relax,
you gotta,
Dave.
Nah, I'm being honest.
What he's saying is he thinks twice.
Dave ready to pull triggers. Y'all better chill out there.
Yeah, nah, I'm just saying that you can't.
You gotta pull the trigger. Pistol whip a nigga.
Nah, you don't pull the gun out of your
hand. Now listen to what I'm saying. Listen, let me finish.
Talk your shit, Dave. Go ahead.
Now that I got legal guns, you gotta take shit a little bit lighter. You know what I mean? Cause it's real easy to reach for that gun. It's real easy to snuff a nigga. Cause down here, you snuff a nigga down here, he reaching for his gun.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So you reacting off a nigga telling you suck his dick, and when it's probably not even that serious.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You probably might not ever see this nigga again.
Mm.
So for me, I'm not quick to react on suck my dick no more. Not down here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? New York, if I go back to New York, I might have to change my views, but down here I'm not that's
so you
not
ain't
my
so a nigga just say suck my dick, Dave. You can't you don't have the urge to just smack the shit out the nigga?
Right. I might have the urge.
I might have the urge,
but it like I said, it's situational. Where I'm at, who I'm around.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta be the bigger man and walk away. You might catch a nigga by himself somewhere. Where you could do whatever you want to him.
Would you say pussy?
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? All that suck my dick. Nigga, shut
up.
You
say nigga?
Because a lot of niggas will talk in your face because they know a lot of people's around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They want that
just,
show.
Yeah. Niggas, a lot of niggas is with that show.
A lot of niggas love to jump.
You don't even stop the show.
A lot of time it ain't one-on-one. Right. A lot of niggas love to jump. Ain't no one-on-one.
Shout out to the Ville. I fuck with the Ville. Shout out to the east side of the Ville. But at the same time, I hate the Ville. Y'all some snitching ass. I'm in a city full of snitches, man. I'm in a city full of snitches. There's Walmart shit going on about the looting and shit. And the Fayetteville Police Department has over 400 tips of who and what they see.
It was the neighbors.
I don't give a fuck what it is. Why are y'all doing this? Shut the fuck up. Mind your fucking business. Who cares?
They want that money.
You got me there, Moses. You got me there. They want that money. They want that. I think it was like $1,000 per tip or some
That's
shit
what
like
I'm
that.
Saying, so.
First of all,
that's trash.
They not. I can guarantee you Fayetteville ain't giving no niggas $1,000 per tip. They had 400 tips. You think they gave niggas $1,000 per tip? No. So,
no, they said $1,000 per tip. They probably didn't think they was gonna get 400 plus tips.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't even know if they got 400 plus tips. You gotta look at this. You got them niggas is watching social media.
Mm.
They out there tagging people. People might be out there snitching, not even know they snitching.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They out there tagging their friends and doing this and that, this and that. They clicking on the tag person. Next thing you know, they skimming through shit. This might be from they fucking investigation. But it is, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there snitching and shit, but yeah, I'm
like
sure
ABC 11,
I'm sure it ain't 400.
Like,
I'm sure it ain't 400 people calling and say, "Yo, I know this person.
I know this person. I know that person."
And then if you is, you fucking stupid.
You trash.
Because you ain't getting no money until a conviction.
There you go, Dave.
You're not
That's
getting no money until a conviction. So you out here telling for no reason.
Stop your snitching. I'm just saying, the city is full of snitches. So any of you niggas that want to go out here and just do some old, you know, whatever, just know who you doing it with and know who you doing it around and know what you're going to get into. Because I'm telling you, these niggas out here, they telling it. They telling it. They telling the whole thing. That was the thing I love about Marco, man. Marco always was like, man, these niggas be snitches out here. You don't want to. You know what I mean? Like, when something go down, it's like, oh, his homeboy going to tell it on him anyway. It'd be the one person get caught, and then it'd be five more people after 5 days. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, had no trust in these niggas, man. They out here telling it, man. It is what it is.
So how much money y'all getting again?
Shout out to you annoying ass niggas, too.
Why you going to get shot at them, man?
Cause they, I'm just shouting them out because they need to stop being annoying.
Give it a reason with annoying nigga. You talking about somebody trying to get on the show or something?
Hey man, so you said I was gonna be on the show, right? I was just calling again. I know it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, but
stop
I was just calling.
Stop asking to come to Dirty Water Podcast if you don't support
nigga,
Dirty
you ain't
Water
got
Podcast.
Nothing to talk about.
You don't share shit.
You eat bananas and sardines. What the fuck can we talk about?
Ain't nothing wrong with bananas, but chill out on the sardines. Banana's fruit, Dave. Don't look at me like that.
Nah,
so man, I'm just saying, man. You annoying.
I eat bananas. What? I'm making a simple thing and you talk.
Annoying ass niggas be what? Niggas that just sit in front of the store and just want to ask you for money like they can't go to their job. Stop being annoying, homie. Annoying ass niggas is niggas that just want to sit there and have a conversation with you and tell you about their whole life story.
At your job, man. Hey, man, how you, what the fuck is you doing, bro? It is 8 o'clock at night. Yeah, I was out here.
Yo, pick yourself up, my nigga. Like, get up and go figure it out.
I go to the library this time.
Nigga, what the fuck? The library.
Nobody goes to the library.
You didn't even fucking finish high school. What the fuck you?
Y'all don't deal with annoying niggas? That's what y'all telling me? Y'all don't deal with annoying people?
No, you ignore annoying people. That's
you just ignore them?
Yeah, just ignore them. Mm. You know what I mean? Tell them what they want to hear. You
work them cohort. I just look at you stupid. You going to stop talking to me.
Make up
eventually,
some stories
just look
and
at
tell
you.
Them.
Yeah, just look at them. Keep on doing what you're doing. Like, damn, this nigga don't give a fuck about it. Yeah. You done? Yeah. You finished, you done.
I deal with y'all niggas every Sunday.
Oh, shit.
There you go. Let's go.
Finish, man. You done.
Let's go.
Hey, yo, Dave, fuck you.
See, nah.
Just got to deal with
him. Oh, I wanted to ask y'all, did y'all hear that? It's a lot of music that came out this weekend. John Legend, I ain't hear that. But did y'all hear the Teyana Taylor album?
Nah. Why ain't hit a John Legend album?
I didn't get to it.
He's John Legend skin. Came out with an album?
Yeah, he came out with something too.
He was light skinned.
Ordinary People Part 5?
Huh?
I heard this nigga got smacked by Alicia Keys this weekend.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it neither.
But I'm sure
he
got smacked by Alicia Keys.
I thought Alicia was going to smack him around too.
He must have said something disrespectful.
They had a versus battle.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
It was Alicia Keys versus John Legend, Moses.
I was like, damn, that's out of Alicia Keys' carriage.
No.
Swizzy has slapped a nigga before Alicia. If
Swizzy bought that, too.
Swizzy cool.
Swizzy from the Bronx, y'all.
But,
yeah, John Legend came out with an album. I seen Alicia Keys came out with a single.
I know
hear
it's
that.
Probably smooth, though. I fuck with John Legend.
I just really wanted to tell y'all about the Teyana Taylor album.
Yeah, how was it?
Fire.
it was not
for real. Like, okay. I understand you laughing, Moses, but not for real. It was fire.
Okay.
I looked at the shit. I said, oh, 23 tracks. Wow. That's a lot.
Pretty hard. Is.
That's a lot. 23 tracks? Hold up. But I'm gonna give it a spin anyway because I fucks with her. Gave it a spin. I was at like track, what was it, wifey? I was at like track 12, 13. And I was like, oh shit. Like, I still like it. I was not mad. Every song was pumping. I was like, damn, I got 11, 10 more songs to go. I let them shits fly.
I like that. I gotta, you said pumping.
Relax.
I was sitting there and there. Was you letting you pump?
When
was
relax. I got to about track 17. I'm like, damn, this shit still flying?
Pumping.
This shit fire, man.
I don't know when the last album I heard that was pumping. Tell you what, it must
be good.
Pumping. This is why I hate Dirty Water, because they come in here and they just tag. Why y'all always tag
That's
team
how you know
on
nigga
me,
feel
man?
Good.
Why y'all always tag team on me?
I was
man?
In here and shit was pumping.
Must have been fire.
Wifey, I was on track. What? He how, was pumping.
How was y'all pumping?
This nigga turned to Don Cornelius. This is track 13.
28.
I love it. I like it.
It's pumping.
Yeah, but that's all right, though. I like it.
I got to check it out. Yo, y'all go check that Tiana Taylor album,
man. I promise you. That shit is fire. I want to tell y'all the shit was fire. It sounds like true R&B.
Okay.
I was with the shits with it. It was fire.
I thought she's a nice artist, man.
Yeah, she on the cover looking like Grace Jones and shit.
I was impressed. Okay, Kanye only. I was like, damn, when is Kanye going to do a track? And he did the last two tracks. Ain't that some shit?
I liked her last album, but.
But that was only like seven songs, and I liked it too.
Yeah, no, yeah, just because that was the formula.
But she came with the 23 on us. She came with the Jordan.
I bet she put in that work.
And it's fire. It's fire.
I don't sleep on them. You know what I'm saying? Some artists come with that work. Especially
hey, hey, my nigga A Boogie with the hoodie.
Oh, he came out with something?
He came with a deluxe. He came with a deluxe. He added nine new tracks.
What was it? Because all I'm hearing in my head is, ooh,
ooh, baby.
He came with the track.
What you want to do?
But what I liked about it, because you know his last album, Artist 2.0, came out back in like January. He took that album, he added nine tracks to it, and then he made that album go backwards. Okay. That's why I thought it was creative. I thought that was creative of him.
That's nice.
And it's still fire.
Okay.
To me.
What was the tracks you liked on it?
All of them.
Why all of them?
Because I like his style. I like his flow. I like the melodies. I like all that shit.
You listen to everything.
I do.
Basically.
I do.
Okay.
I really do.
All right.
Shout out to A Boogie. He the new, Keith Sweat, I think.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because
why you put him in a Keith Sweat episode?
Because he be crying to the pussy every time. This nigga. But it sound dope, but he be whining to the pussy, boy.
What are the albums that came out? The only ones you listen to?
Yeah, that's all I was listening to. Yeah, there's other stuff out there.
Where's Ross at, man?
Can't wait to cry.
Ross had Ross did something with Tiana Taylor on her album.
Yeah, but I need a Ross album.
Ross just came out with an album, bro.
What album?
Port of Miami 2 last year.
Nigga, that was whack.
Oh my God. I didn't know you was going there.
Yeah.
Port of Miami 2 is whack.
It has some songs on there, but it wasn't that.
It's not. It wasn't.
Ross I'm used to. Stop, like, putting shit and being like, oh, it's hot because it's part, what?
Miami Port of Miami 2. Nah, look, that shit ain't whack to me.
It's not memorable.
It's not.
I think a lot of music today that comes out is not memorable.
From the shit I done
whether
heard.
Whether it's fire or not, niggas ain't really going back to it before, unless they click on that certain song within that album.
From the stuff
album.
I done heard before, it went harder than that. I'm tired of your shit before going hard in there.
He's got shit on there, bro.
You just feel like that. You like it.
Right, well.
You said the same thing about fucking Weekend, then you came here crying.
Nah, Weekend shit was different.
Weekend shit is the bomb.
Weekend shit too
it's
poppy.
It's bumping.
Nah, Weekend shit too poppy. It's bumping. Cool. I ain't say it like that.
Snip, pop, jiggle, boop. fuck is he? It's popping.
You still like 6ix9ine, but we ain't gonna snitch on that. Don't worry about
it. You still listen
to him.
You
got the rainbow dreads.
If
cool.
I asked wifey right now, she would say you listen to him in the shower.
She was like, this nigga still listening to him? He's a snitch.
In the shower?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
I washed my stinking booty.
I watched a movie with the family.
What did you watch?
Just Mercy.
Coming to America.
No, Just Mercy. It had Jamie Foxx in it, and it had Michael B. Jordan. And it was about the situation that's going on today.
Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah, you don't know who Michael B. Jordan is?
Yeah.
Moses.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Cool. So, it was a great movie. I recommend it.
What was it about?
Yeah, tell us.
It was about a man being falsely accused of killing a white woman and a lawyer coming out of the woodworks of doing an intern and saying, I'll do this case for free and other cases.
Pro bono, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. Support and want to help this guy out. Well, he helped out a few others, but this was the one that broke him through. You know what I mean? And it's just crazy how they look at us, bro.
Okay.
It's wild how they look at us.
Oh yeah.
Like they'll make a case out of anything. Just like with the
just to get a conviction.
Just to get a conviction, just like the shit that happened in Central Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's just like
niggas like, lying.
Yeah. Definitely. He proved it wrong. He pulled it out. He even pulled it to where the guy that was, it was a white guy, he was a key witness in his whole case. He was the one that said, yeah, this was this guy. And all that was, later on, as the new lawyer came to bring him in, he came with the truth and said, I lied about everything. And they still try to deny him a retrial. You know what I mean? This shit happened down in what? Mississippi? Alabama? I'm sorry, Alabama. And I can see that. I can see that down in the dirty, dirty. Like, I look at Alabama, the dirty, dirty South. Racism at an all-time high.
I feel it. Like you really, they really had to live a different life, watch yourself. You know what I mean?
And it's based on a true story. Mm. And it was just crazy. I got to watch it with my son.
How'd your son take it?
He was a little emotional about a few things.
Well, the nigga cried?
A little bit.
He cried for real?
Yeah, not real shit. A little
about
bit.
About what? What scene?
Just watching that man being wrongfully convicted. You know what I mean? Like it felt like he didn't do that. You know what I mean? But the reason why they convicted him of killing that white woman, because he was allegedly caught up cheating on his wife with a white woman. So it was easier to try to pin it on him. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like just watching that and just seeing how they just like we said, man, like just to get that conviction. Like, why did this happen? You know what I mean? To that white woman. That's crazy.
I think that was good for you to show your son that, especially in this day and age.
Day and age, yeah.
Because he needs to know that, unfortunately, he is a black male and he is not looked at as his friends are. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As an equal to his white comrades. You know what I mean? And he needs this. I think this is a good time for him to learn that I want to say behave a certain way, but he needs to know the world looks at him.
He needs to be aware of things.
Yeah, he needs to be aware.
Yeah, he needs to be aware of things.
How people look at him, you know what I mean?
And
how
just
people
be alert.
Gonna treat, and how people going to treat him
right.
throughout this
Don't
world.
Don't fall into that bullshit. Right. Mm-hmm. Be smarter than that.
Gotta
Don't be
that
peer pressured. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. What's up, Moses?
No, I think it's good to show different kind of movies like that, especially to the kids. So they can understand like what's really going on. And they'll see like, dang, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of movies that changed me made me move different. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Especially South Central and all the mother shit we used to watch. We had some crucial ass movies. Boys in the Hood, so. They be cool until you see some shit happen. You know what I'm saying? So Some stuff you just gotta see.
You know, one thing I don't want him to be afraid of is white women, because white women are amazing.
Okay, relax, Dave, because white women have set you up too.
Yeah, the black women have set you
all
up.
All women have set you up. You know what I mean? Stop just putting
all
it
women
one thing.
Set you up. I'm just saying, don't.
Niggas have set you up.
White women are
all
cool.
All niggas
too.
Set you up.
Everybody has set you up.
All people in every genre will set you up.
You gotta taste them all.
But.
Shut up, man. Feel me, little Devin?
But the thing is, he gonna have to get that hurt. You know what I'm saying? Understand shit.
Little cousins, you know, little freakazoid.
You gonna have to go through something. You gonna have to go through something to like.
I hate Dave. Let me throw that. I hate Dave.
You gonna have to go through something to feel something.
Hey, your cousin was getting them texts like, ooh.
Looking stupid. You know what I'm saying?
You see how they do your son, wifey? You see how they do your son, wifey?
Like me with the voicemail.
Your son do that to himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm looking for you. Oh, God.
They sure he's doing to him.
I seen that Jamie Foxx, because he played in that movie. But I seen Jamie Foxx is also playing as Mike Tyson in a movie.
Right.
Mm. Who y'all? Who?
What? He used to do Mike Tyson back in.
I like the color. That's a fact.
That's why he can do it too.
Nah, I'm sure he got to bulk up a little bit. Yeah. I want to see Jamie Foxx bulked up. I'm sure he could do it.
Jamie Foxx is one of the most talented people.
Michael J. White did the first one, right? The Tyson shit, right?
Yeah, it was like he did.
Mm-hmm. But I want to see this Tyson shit where Tyson is snorting that coke and just doing what? Is he just doing wild shit? I want to see that part.
That's gonna
and
be
I
cool.
know Jamie Foxx can play that shit. Because he plays, any role he plays it well. That's just how he moves with it.
I'm looking for that. You know what I'm really looking for?
What's up?
Who you want? Rick James movie.
You want to see a Rick James movie?
Yes, I want to see how Rick James, because Rick James from Buffalo. Like, did you even know that? Like, we fucking with Griselda. Like, I ain't know that nigga was from Buffalo.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? He was hard, like. Wearing stuff he wearing, like, trying to be funny. Like, you do whatever you want.
But he
was hard. Like, he wasn't no punk. You can't call that nigga a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he wasn't no soft. Nah,
he wasn't no soft-ass nigga. Like, he been through the struggle. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know that. I was like, damn, so.
Yeah, just see
I find that out when I'm on the song Ghetto Life.
Yeah.
So.
I agree with you. Seeing a movie about Rick James.
Yeah, someone see, like, the struggle. I think people need to see that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I want to see a DMX movie.
I want to see
a full blown uncut.
I don't think people are ready for that.
I am. I want to see a full blown uncut, just straight DMX. Like him giving his full story and then y'all create that character and put it together. You know what I mean? Or a Hov. I want to see a Hov movie. But I want to see an X movie.
You know what I want to see?
I want to see an X movie before I see a Hov movie.
I'd rather see a Big Meech movie.
Well, Big Meech is coming.
But I'm talking
Shout
about...
Shout out to 50.
That's like a show, right?
Yeah, but that's...
I'd rather get the movie.
No. Hell no. I'd rather get the series.
Mm. Anyway, yeah, fuck all that. I want to see a...
I'd rather get the series.
See the movie.
I want to see a Huey P. Newton movie.
Mm,
a movie told by a black person, not by a white person in the white media that, you know, that kind of portray him to be... Who they wanted, you know, that evil person they portrayed him to be. You know, I know everybody got a little dirt, but I want to see a good Huey P. Newton, you know, movie or documentary or some shit like that.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? I would say like crazy
That'd
people
be dope,
say
that would be
like
dope.
Somebody crazy, but most somebody of the time the genius be the craziest out, niggas. You push a nigga to a point, you ain't gonna go crazy. So I don't feel like he just crazy. He knew some shit.
I want to say a Tookie.
See him on the interviews, knew how to handle himself. See how he talked. So how is he fucking crazy? He know what the fuck he talking about.
Mm.
Y'all trying to make everybody fucking crazy when they got sense.
Mm.
It's funny how when you got sense, you fucking crazy. But when they talk stupid and shit, he's not fucking crazy. He's normal. Right.
Just let him be
fuck
then.
Out of here.
Let him be then.
And whenever you go against public opinion, they label you as crazy.
Yeah, you're always crazy. Or they try to find out you doing this or doing... Get the fuck out of here. Go with the real point of hand. That's why a lot of bullshit going around now.
Mm.
You think it's just like on TV, some other shit going down. They can't be doing all that stupid shit like this.
I want to see a Tukey Williams too. I would love to see a Tukey Williams movie.
Yeah.
Just to see how all that gang shit really came about. You know what I mean? I mean, I know it's been told through different stories, but
Jamie Foxx version was like, but it wasn't all the way through. It was like skimming through some shit. But yeah, I would love to see that.
Speaking of Jamie Foxx, I think Jamie Foxx show is the only one that competes with Martin. I think Martin is the best sitcom of all time, but I think Jamie Foxx show is the only one that competes with it. The rest of them, good luck. Oh, yeah, quiet on that one.
Yeah, one of, you know, they got the Fresh Prince out there.
You think the Fresh Prince compete with that?
Yo, y'all, I'm surprised y'all ain't like, where's the Locks movie?
Amazing show.
Where's the Locks?
That's on the way. That's on the way.
I'm surprised y'all ain't say that shit.
I do want to see it, but I know it's on the way, so I ain't
I think because I already know
that. From French Montana, what's his name, Cheeks? What's his name, Cheeks?
Yeah, I don't want to see it, Cheeks. Not right now. Documentary and all like that. I'm good. I'm good on that. Shout out to Chinks. I fucks with Chinks, but I don't want to see a movie about Chinks. So.
Like how I was getting in the grind. Sometimes you want to know.
What the fuck? You know what I mean?
Right, that's
blowing up.
Hoses hitting you, Moses.
That's definitely some Android shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, Dave? Like, come on, we've been begging this nigga to get iPhone.
It's definitely Android. Shut up.
If he knew better, he'd do better. Go ahead.
Oh,
man.
My God. I see that Chuck E. Cheese went bankrupt. They're shutting everything down.
Chuck E. Cheese is trash anyway. Who
you
the
think
fuck
so?
Is?
You got no kids to say that, Dave.
Last time I've been to Chuck E. Cheese, it
but
was
you got
trash.
No kids to say that. You ain't have that urge to be like, yo, is there anywhere I can take my kid? Chuck E. Cheese is there.
I think they shut it down because ain't like. You know what I'm saying? Want nobody? You got to think.
So the pandemic did it.
So you look. So you pandemic did it. Then when can they go back in there?
So you looking for kids to take your kids? Looking for somebody to take your kids off your hands? Is that what you looking for?
I gotta work.
So you're going to send them to Chuck E. Cheese got daycare?
No, I'm not saying sending. I'm saying, though, when there's something for you to do, if there's something for you where you want to take your kid, instead of saying, oh, I ain't going to take them to the park or something like that, Chuck E. Cheese was available, get the tokens, play the games. Everybody's happy because kids love the games. That's what I'm saying. They're shutting that down, though. It's over.
They got Dave and Buster.
Worry about it. David Buster's is in the Ville right now. It's coming, but it ain't here yet.
Niggas fucked it up.
Chuck E. Cheese pizza nasty anyway.
You think Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
Nah, they upgraded their pizza. Their pizza was good.
Chuck E. Cheese pizza tastes like Little Caesar's pizza.
Trash.
Nah.
I'm with you.
Nah, it did.
I'm with you, Dave.
It has new shit on there. I tasted it.
Okay, see, Moses is trash.
I knew I recognized you in that
you know,
fucking
costume. Moses is trash. Yo.
Nah, he was in that costume. I fucking recognized you.
Looking like a rat.
I'll smack the fuck out of both of them.
Looking like a rat. So
I didn't call you a rat. He called you a rat.
I don't know. What
I
the
said
fuck
what he looked like.
You drunk.
Nah, not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. They shutting Chuck E. Cheese
like
down.
You look like Cuban Gooding Jr., brother, but I don't say shit.
Who's his brother? Oh, fuck you. Hey, fuck you.
Where's Jody at? He was on Smart Guy. You did a good job.
I'm going to call y'all Unstable Queens.
Right. No, unstable creatures.
Yeah, unstable creatures.
I ain't gonna say the B word. I'm gonna call y'all unstable creatures.
Would you get? Would they get mad? God. I'm saying, would you get mad if somebody just say called you instead of the B, called you unstable creature? See, I think that's a common word in saying. But honestly,
he didn't
want to
call him a bitch.
But I'm just saying, when
that's
I say B,
was.
I be talking to a dude. I can't call no female. I don't know. I think about mama and shit.
Would you go to the beach now?
Unless you piss
nigga,
me
we
off.
We talked about that, stupid.
Huh?
We ain't to ain't the that. Beach?
Yeah.
Would you go? What? No, we ain't talk about the beach. Would you what go to the beach now to where the beach is open? We ain't talk about that.
Look at Dave. This
Dave just want to get the fuck out of here.
Nah.
I thought we did.
Dave smooth with it.
Let me ask wifey because she's sober. Did we talk about the beach?
Yeah.
Bingo. Yes, nigga, I know. We talked about it. You stupid.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
You drunk.
What you want to talk about?
Relax, Dave. It's a lot of grass outside.
You want to talk about Travis Scott?
It's a lot of liquor in your system.
What Travis Scott do? Fuck Dave.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
I see drive-in movies is coming to the Ville. At the Dollar Movie.
I kind of fuck Omni. With that. I fuck with that.
So you pulling up to watch a movie in the car?
I can chill. I can smoke. Do what I want.
Oh.
Yeah. You think you smoke in a field?
Yeah.
Now, if the windows rolled up, Dave.
The windows rolled up, Dave. What are you talking about?
You can spark it
up.
And have a bottle. Have some dirty water in the car. And watch them. But how you hear the movie though? You gotta roll the window down.
What they do is they hook up like a, they get a frequency from the radio or some shit like that.
And if I can't, what, I got the pen.
You can listen to it through the radio, or they put a fucking speaker by the parking spot.
Yeah, I think they give you the shit and you just put the speaker on your car, right?
Yeah, but if they don't have that, they could do the frequency over the radio. They tell you to go to this radio station on your bus. Then you turn to
that's
the radio station and
that's
play through the bus in there.
I like that better.
That's how you hear the movie?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I like
There's
that better.
There's
going to
be niggas coming up with a system in the trunk for that, then.
I mean,
I see that happening, pulling up with the systems. That bass coming through from that movie. They turn it up.
Nigga be like, hey man, turn your shit down, bro.
Nah,
man.
Somebody gonna get annoyed. Somebody
fucking
gonna get annoyed.
Car shit rattling, bro.
Yeah.
Damn, the fuck's ain't fucking up my kids, man. Trying to come out the ass, you got these shit speaking, man.
When the bass is up on Toy Story 5. What you want me to do? Hey, let's get the fuck out of here. I'm tired. I gotta go home. I'm tired, man. You got anything on your list, Moses? I know how you do. You always keep something on the list.
Do you believe in them trust funds? I mean, not them, what you call it? Fundraisers. Do you believe in them fundraisers?
Little charity.
Charity. You talking about like donating shit?
Yeah.
I don't believe in the Black Lives Matter.
I be wanting to like, because some stuff I do want to donate to, but I want to see what you're doing and what's really going on. Don't just give me no fake shit.
Nah, I'm going to just spend money with what I support.
I think sometimes when you do shit like that, you got to be like hands on, so you can see what shit going. Cause a lot of people's taking money scamming with it.
Mm. And scammers at all.
You know what I'm saying?
High.
Scamming is like, don't get it twisted. They can get to the billions. Niggas out there doing something, ain't doing nothing. Now y'all fooling these goddamn commercials with the kids with the flies on the fucking eyes. You come out, give a quarter. Why you give a fucking quarter? You should be living better. No, you did a whole fucking HG commercial. How much does that fucking commercial cost? Fuck is you telling me?
You want to jump into their budget? You want to jump into their budget?
Yeah,
where they
nigga.
Spend their money at?
Yeah.
I'm with it.
Where the fucking money going?
Why
ain't some cheese sandwiches around that bitch?
That's why I don't send my money to none of that Black Lives Matter shit. No disrespect.
You doing home improvements.
But
why ain't they doing home improvements? Nobody ain't got no homes.
I'm going to support Black businesses. That's my move. That's what I'm going to do for the community. You know what I mean? I'm just going to support Black businesses. I'm not spending the money on the other side, at least if I can't help it.
That's
where I'm at.
Nigga, you going to always spend money on us.
True, but not often. It was often before, but now I know.
You just going to support Black businesses as much as you can.
You got to find.
Yeah, definitely.
You got to find the Black-owned businesses and try to, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm with searching for them.
But at the same time,
one thing you could do too is educate yourself.
Yeah.
Put it that word. Educate yourself on how you can put yourself in a better financial situation.
Mm-hmm.
Educate your kids on our heritage and our history that the schools ain't teaching us.
Mm.
Educate your spouse on on health problems. We got a lot of our Black women are dying in hospitals because they not treating them right.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They pumping our Black women with drugs and all types of bullshit.
Right.
And especially when they giving birth and all that shit like that. They don't treat them like they treat other like white people. You know what I mean? And just the best way, you know, the best way to get over this shit is to educate ourselves and our kids and you know, and our sisters and brothers and we need to be willing to fucking learn and listen to other people too, because I know.
And stick together.
Yeah. And stick, yeah, you know what I mean?
Trying to have a good conversation instead of trying to step on each other's toes.
Right.
That's the thing too. Supporting black businesses, love to do. Mm-hmm. But have your shit together. Stop trying to be half-assed and then wonder why black people don't support you.
Then us black people give other black people a chance.
Yes. Right. And forgive.
You know what I mean?
Because everybody ain't got the best customer service. Like, a lot of times they want to say black people don't have the best customer service.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that happens. Mm-hmm. You don't never know what's going down in the black business. Sometimes it happens. But the thing about it, make it right.
Sometimes you got to support to get people going. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, our service might be bad because they might be short-staffed.
Okay.
So if you support a little bit, they can hire more people. They can make shit happen so where they you know, they service be a little better, you know, just give us
another
a chance.
Thing
everybody
videos,
trying to,
I want
everybody
see,
trying to make it, you know what I mean?
You know, want to see more videos, more dark skin women. I love every color, don't get it twisted, but I just want to see
that's
that
still
more.
A problem to me though.
It's
why
lot,
I gotta be dark skin?
No, I'm just saying,
why can't this just be
less dark.
It's a lot of light skin,
dark skin
on TV that you
there.
See
but yeah. Black
especially
is
black. With the, listen what I'm saying, you just want to talk.
You know, when
it's
you
a
say
lot of
black
light skin in the video, yeah, that they doing, like, trying to make, like, different colors or mixed colors. Mm-hmm. That's fine, too. But put that beautiful dark-skinned girl in there, too. It's always a beautiful dark-skinned girl.
There's
don't put
that.
Them out, too. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying?
It's a lot.
So you think the light skin get more recognition?
Yes, there's a lot of colors.
It's been like that.
Okay,
there.
I don't know.
It's been like that since Martin.
I don't know that.
Martin.
I don't know who that because I love skin. Dark skin and I love light skin. So I don't, you know, I don't know.
Colors.
That's what I was saying.
I don't see no colors, so I love all.
Yeah, I mean neither. And that's how it's supposed to be.
There's a lot of
I'm a different nigga.
There's a lot
you're
of
ugly nigga.
Colorism.
I should be ugly than you. Don't ever find
Hollywood
me track.
Right.
The fuck is you talking about? That's what I'm saying. Why you be saying some weird shit?
Nah, you my nigga, man, because I love you, my brother, man.
You
like, Dave, my brother.
Rub your nipples and shit.
I didn't. Oh, wow. Yo.
see your wife. I'm looking at my phone. This nigga is crazy.
Yo, they said I rubbed my nipples when I said it. That's crazy. Fuck you, Moses. Get out of here.
I don't like dark skin.
Turn your phone off.
That's an iPhone.
What is episode 81, right? Y'all ready to get the fuck out of here?
Let's go, man.
81.
Ready to get some chicken.
Anything else on your list, Moses?
Bar chicken. Chicken head. Bald head. Silly wag. Ain't got no hair in the bed. Jail duh.
This Dirty Water Podcast. Fuck with us on Twitter. Dirty_water_.
And Lex is drunk.
I'm not drunk yet.
Drunk is good.
I still got a few more to go.
You're not saucy.
Cool.
You drunk, though.
No,
we talked about this.
I'm tipsy. I'm tipsy. I'm cool. Instagram, dirtywater_podcast. My shit on Instagram is dirtywaterlex. What's your shit, Dave?
DirtywaterDaveB.
Facebook, dirtywaterpodcast. Motherfucking SoundCloud, dirtywaterpodcast. We on your little purple app on your iPhone, that podcast app. Yeah, dirtywater. Yeah, we there. Rate it. Spotify, Google Podcasts, all of that shit. We on all the fucking streaming sites.
Mine is Make You Bust a Lot.
This nigga's
Moses
nasty.
OnlyFans.com.
Would you do OnlyFans, Moses?
No, nigga.
I thought about it.
I do it. Like,
I gotta ask my
sandwiches.
Wife though. I want to ask her. If she let me go through with it.
Niggas think I'm doing that. I'm eating cheese sandwiches.
I thought about doing it. I just gotta ask her because I mean, it's a couple dollars off of it.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Look like I got the green light.
Yeah,
you might see me on OnlyFans.
You might
I
see
don't
me.
Know because now I'm a little nervous.
You might see
now I'm a little nervous. I talked myself into this bullshit. Yeah. Oh shit!
You gonna be on Court TV? So I didn't tell him to do shit, Yon.
Episode 81. Fuck with us. Shout out to everybody that listened to us. Shout out to all the cities that fuck with us. And fuck cancer. And happy Father's Day. Shut up. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Where the fuck is your chicken? OnlyFans, baby.
26 and
OnlyFans.
Word.